You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills as our team sits with a 5-1 record following Sunday's victory over the Miami Dolphins, 31-21 victory. We know you've heard all the recap shows, so won't spend too much time getting into that here today. In the second half of the show, though, we will talk a little bit about some projections and predictions for the remaining schedule for the Bills. I think for many of us, a little bit of a reality check after the game with the Dolphins. Some people definitely going over the edge, maybe just a little bit. But for those of us that try to keep a little bit of a level head, right, maybe looking at the team, seeing some of the areas for growth, I think now if we're going to do a schedule projection for the remaining games on the calendar this year, I think it'll be interesting for us to see how it comes about. So we'll get to that after the break. But first, want to talk about the latest report, this one coming from Albert Breer at Sports Illustrated, and really taking a look at this and really saying that the Buffalo Bills were in the mix, kicking the tires, I guess you could say, in the wide receiver market. And this was specific to Emmanuel Sanders. So we will feature the article here in the description so you can take a look at it yourself. But I'm going to read it, you know, kind of verbatim to you right here, again, from Albert Breer at Sports Illustrated. He writes, again, the market for receivers is pretty hot. The Patriots and Niners were out there actively looking. Also among those that have kicked the tires on adding at the position, with the caveat that these talks can simply be exploratory, have been the Saints, Bills, Eagles, and Packers. Two names that have been floating around out there at the position won't excite people like A.J. Greenwood, Jets Robbie Anderson, and Browns Rashard Higgins. The former naturally would come at a higher cost than the latter. Also of note here, there's a reason why Denver traded Sanders first, and this is written by Breer as well. 2 weeks ago, Broncos GM John Elway was playing wait and see on trades. Then Sanders didn't play in the second half of a shutout win over the Titans, pushing Denver back into the AFC West picture at 2-4. The receiver met with head coach Vic Fangio on Monday, then Elway on Tuesday, before the Broncos played the Chiefs on Thursday Night Football, and agreed. If Sanders was a good soldier, to consider offers for the receiver. Sanders played 88% of the snaps against Kansas City, catching 5 balls for 60 yards, and the GM found a hot market with the Saints and Bills vying with the 49ers and Patriots for his services, so Denver dealt him. So very interesting here, I think, as we take a look at things, right, and we talk about the trades that took place earlier in the week. Mohamed Sanu being traded to the New England Patriots. Of course, Emmanuel Sanders being dealt to the San Francisco 49ers. There has been question, would Buffalo get involved on the trade market for a wide receiver? We know that Zay Jones has been shipped out to the Raiders at this time, which really leaves Duke Williams and Isaiah McKenzie and a mix of Andre Roberts, I guess you could say, opposite of John Brown, with Cole Beasley playing in the slot. There's been a lot of speculation. Would the Bills get involved at the wide receiver position? Honestly, I have no idea at this point. I don't know what to make of any of it. There was also a report that came out from Dan Graziano, the NFL Network as well, that Buffalo was on the hunt for a wide receiver. You wonder if maybe this is someone's agent trying to stir up some rumors, if it's really smoke kind of tied to this. Of course, we all remember how Brandon Bean traded a third-round pick for Kelvin Benjamin in 2017. Is that something that might happen again? I'm really not quite sure with it, but there's a lot of popular names that continue to circle out there. And I think as we go through with all of that, right, we're going through, we take a look at it, thinking to ourselves, you know, Stephon Diggs, the price tag is going to be too high. The Bengals keep coming out and saying they are not going to trade A.J. Green and, you know, rumors that the price tag is a first-round pick for somebody that's not even healthy, that has an expiring contract, and will not have played a snap yet this season until after the trade deadline. So for the Bills, I take a look at all of this. I think it's easy for us to get caught up sometimes in some of the speculation and the excitement around the trade deadline, right? The team is playing well. They're sitting at 5-1. You start to look at some things and you think to yourself, okay, the Bills could be contenders in the AFC. What is that piece that is really missing for them? And when you talk the offensive side of the ball, most people gravitate to the receiver position because we haven't seen enough from Duke Williams yet, and meaning that it's a small sample size of really a game and a half, and he's been limited in practice all week with a shoulder injury, and you hope that he's okay because the Bills will very likely need him opposite of John Brown. When you talk on the defensive side of the ball, you have people talking about Von Miller, talking about Vic Beasley, talking about someone that can rush the passer and how that can, you know, help the Buffalo defense, and that they get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Maybe hasn't resulted in as many sacks as people would expect from a, you know, some consider an elite defense in the NFL. So it's definitely worth monitoring. I mean, who knows by the time you hear this podcast, recording it on Thursday evening, on Friday or later, you know, the Bills could have made a move by that point already. And if they do make any sort of trade, of course, we will jump on and record a new episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings to get that to you as well. So, you know, again, I always say this, I'd be curious to get your feedback. I think as we go through with certain things, you talk about wide receivers, you talk about what the Bills have, the room for improvement opposite of John Brown, but John Brown in himself, you know, really proving to be that great target for the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, establishing himself as the team's number one wide receiver. And I know a lot of times there's this talk, like, what does it truly mean to be a number one, right? Who's a number one? What defines someone as a number one? But right now, when you look at Brown, he is on pace to have 90 catches for the Bills this season, right? Somewhere around 5.5 to 6 catches per game. I think as we look at it and he continues to develop that rapport with Josh Allen, we could really look at it and see that that's something that might even grow for him even a bit more, right? From 6 catches a game to 7 or 8 is truly developing that relationship with his quarterback and what that can truly look like for the team. And now as you take a look at it too, I mean, you've got Brown on pace for 90 catches and somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,200 yards. I'm not doing the math too well in my head as we go through with this, but as you take a look at that, John Brown truly establishing himself, you think back to the contract that he signed in free agency, the relationship, I guess, again, I keep using the word rapport, and I apologize for using it too often, but you know, as we look at things in the development of Josh Allen, to have a dependable receiver like Brown, like a Cole Beasley, and again, is it going to be more Duke Williams? Is it going to be more Isaiah McKenzie on the other side? Or will the Bills potentially look to make a move and make a trade to add someone before the trade deadline on the 29th at 4 o'clock? So it's definitely something worth monitoring. Should any sort of move be made, we will get a podcast to you right away on Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, as we said. Why don't we take a quick break right now? We're literally going to come right back. I want to talk to you about the remainder of the schedule. As I said beforehand, right, maybe our expectations were set a little bit too high before the game against the Miami Dolphins. For some, a little bit of a lackluster performance by the team. And what does that mean moving forward? Why don't we take a break? We'll come right back. We'll talk about some predictions for the rest of the season. And of course, be sure to leave your comments, not just on the wide receiver trade market, but also on these schedule predictions at BuffaloRumblings.com. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome back. Another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino here with you, talking everything Buffalo Bills, and happy to take a look at the remaining schedule for the Bills. You know, I think it's interesting, whenever the schedule comes out, we like to make a lot of predictions and projections on what the team's record might be each and every week. I think many of us enjoy the Howard Picks the Bills segment on WGR. At least I know I do. I always find that to be fun and interesting. You know, but now here we are, six games into the season for the team. They sit at 5-1, and I think we all have a better feel for what the Bills squad looks like. And I say that meaning that there's been some ups, there's been some downs, and definitely some inconsistencies that have come with it. And I think part of that last week's game against the Miami Dolphins, where the Bills won 31-21, but definitely had to come from behind, found themselves down at halftime. Some key plays by Tre'Davious White, the defense kind of waking up towards the end of the third quarter and in the fourth, and the Bills, you know, pulling out a 31-21 win over Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Dolphins. And I say that just because I think is, you know, the timing right now is good. Before the Dolphins game, I mean, literally you've got people talking about winning 35-0, and then the Bills almost lose the game and again have to come from behind, play a great fourth quarter to win 31-21. And then some act like the sky is falling a little bit, that the Buffalo Bills aren't really a good team. So, you know, as we do go through with all of these pieces, now I do think it is a perfect time to take a look at it, the remainder of the schedule, and think to ourselves, okay, how can the Bills finish down the road as it comes with this? So, you know, as we go through with it right now, I'm going to give you my projections, my predictions. Be sure to share your thoughts either on Twitter with me, at Anth Marino, or, of course, at Buffalo Rumblings. So coming up on Sunday, the Bills play the Eagles, and the Eagles sitting at 3-4, certainly banged up. Guys like Jason Peters missing practice. You've got DeSean Jackson, looks like he will not be playing. Again, various struggles along their defensive line, guys going on injured reserve, guys signed off the street that will be playing their first game against the Bills on Sunday. And as I take a look at it, a home game for the Bills, some of the struggles that the Eagles have had with their pass defense, I look for the Bills to get the victory against the Eagles. I don't look in any way for it to be a convincing win. I think the Eagles are going to try and summon whatever amount of pride that they have. But if it is something I see as a close matchup, point spread right now, Bills favored by about 1.5 points. I'll give the advantage to the Bills, quite frankly, because they're playing at New Era Field. And that, you know, a bit of a coin flip game, I'm going to give it to the home team. Following up in week 9, it's the Redskins at home against the Bills. Redskins truly struggling. As we're recording this, they play the Minnesota Vikings on Thursday night football of week 8. And kind of as we go through with this, I expect the Bills to, again, get another home victory against the Redskins to improve their record to 7-1 at the time, which is a little bit crazy when you think about that, right? Just from where this team has been, what we've talked about, some of our expectations. That takes us the following weekend to Cleveland. You know, before the season, right, the Browns were kind of crowned as a contender that could, you know, potentially win the AFC, go to the Super Bowl, put in all kinds of primetime games, you know, you name it. But right now, so many of their struggles are surrounded around their offensive line. And I think when you look at that, it is forced Baker Mayfield to be uncomfortable. I think when we talk about the Bills' defensive line, especially the pressure coming up the middle from guys like Ed Oliver and Jordan Phillips, I do like the Bills' chances in this game. And I realize I probably sound way more optimistic than I should right now, even as I'm looking at this and chalking up these wins. But I think the Bills do go to Cleveland on November 10th and get that victory. That takes us to November 17th. The Bills will face the Dolphins again down in Miami. And, you know, while the Bills had a lackluster performance last Sunday, they still won 31-21. I'm guessing that they will not be caught in a similar situation to when they play the Dolphins in week 11. So I've got the Bills winning that game as well. November 24th, the Bills face the Broncos. I'm sure Von Miller will have already been traded to the Bills by that point and lining up against his former team. I would be shocked if Von Miller got traded anywhere before the deadline. But as I do look at this for the Bills, I do see it as a victory for them. There's still talk that the Broncos will be selling off different valuable pieces, potentially Chris Harris being moved. Yes, still the talk around Von Miller, although I'll be surprised if it happens. But for the Bills, again, another game at home, this time against the Denver Broncos. Joe Flacco, Who knows if he'll even be the starting quarterback at that time or if they've made the switch to Drew Locke. So I'm going to take the Bills in that matchup as well. And kind of just crazy, again, as we think about this, the Bills would be sitting at 10-1 heading into the Thanksgiving Day matchup against the Dallas Cowboys. And the Cowboys are one of those teams, right? They've been up and down. We saw them dominate the Eagles last weekend. We've seen them lose to the New York Giants, which just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Or New York Jets, sorry, which just, kind of inexplainable at this point. But I look at this, right? The Bills on a bit of a hot streak. If they are winning these next five games that come up, I think they go into Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. I like what Ezekiel Elliott brings to that team. I imagine their offensive line will be a little bit healthier at that point. Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper. I'm going to give that one to the Cowboys at that time and the Buffalo Bills sitting at 10-2. Next up, December 8th, the Bills playing at home against the Baltimore Ravens. This is one of those games I have a little bit of an uneasy feeling around Lamar Jackson. And for those of you that used to listen to me when I was with John Boccacino on the Believe podcast, you know how much I love Lamar Jackson and the type of quarterback that he was. I realize his passing numbers are not stellar, but he is such a dual threat quarterback, and what he brings to that team along with Mark Ingram. I think with Marcus Peters, the defense is going to be improved. So I'm going to chalk that up as another loss for the Bills, where they would move to 10-3 at that time. At Pittsburgh, December 15th, although they have an improved defense, offensively, nothing really that the Steelers are doing right now seems to scare me. So I'm going to go with the Bills in that December 15 matchup to improve to 11-3. And then you've got the Bills playing at the New England Patriots, to be determined, right? That December 21st, 22nd weekend, they will likely play on Saturday. Chance that it's going to be a primetime game against the Patriots. And honestly, for the first time in my life, I'm going to predict that the Bills will beat the Patriots in that game. Week 16, this type of a matchup for the Bills, as I think back to the game they had on September 29th when they played one another and the Bills lost 16-10 at home and Josh Allen was knocked out of the game and some of those horrible turnovers and just what took place. The final score here might be 6-3. I mean, the way the two defenses work against each other. But right now, there's no reason that I truly look at this to say where the Bills cannot win this game. Sure, it might be a 60-40 split in favor of the Patriots, but I'm feeling pretty good right now. So I'm going to go with the Bills winning in Week 16 against the Patriots at Gillette Stadium. So I don't know, feeling a little crazy today. Finally, Week 17 for the Jets. I've got a lot of friends that are Jets fans, and I do feel bad for them following the loss to the Patriots on Monday Night Football. Just, you know, the comments from Sam Darnold about seeing ghosts and just kind of a lot of craziness around that organization. And I don't feel bad for the Jets. I feel bad for my friends that are Jets fans because you just see what they're going through right now and some of the optimism that they've had with Darnold and the signings of Mosley and Le'Veon Bell and everything that they could be and just what they are not at this point. So I've got the Bills winning that game as well and finishing at 13-3. And I'm laughing because it's just crazy to think that I'm sitting here knowing even that I'm as optimistic as I can be at certain times. But in all of this, right, going through the schedule, and sure, maybe if I flip that Patriots game, still the fact that we're talking about the Bills going 12-4, where it's just been so long since that has ever happened. And I think for so many of us would just be that moment of joy and pride for this team as we would take a look at it for them to finish with a record such as that. So with that, that really is going to wrap up this week's episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. As always, I encourage you to subscribe to our channel at buffalorumblings.com. You get all of our great shows, including Buffalo Rumblings Q&A, Believe, Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, The Nick and Nolan Show, Blitz Bills, Circling the Wagons, The Mafia Mavens. We've got you covered really every day of the week with a bunch of different shows that we hope you enjoy. Once again, I appreciate you listening, tuning in to BuffaloRumblings.com, and be sure to, again, hit that subscribe button one last time. So before I ramble on anymore, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks again for listening, and as always, go Bills.